Hello, what's going on? Yes, you, what's going on? This is yours and only Voodoo Priest, man. In this segment, I want to talk about love relationships. I know this is one of the topics that people love to talk about because for whatever reason, people love to be involved with somebody. They must have somebody. They must have a companion. They must feel love. They must cuddle. And not everybody is supposed to be in a relationship. Not everybody is supposed to be involved. Like, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people, they're just in need of that particular person. That a lot of things goes on when it comes to dealing with spirituality, dealing with magic. And people just want to get to a point. People just want to get to a point of feeling loved. And I just want to say this. First of all, not only that you got to love yourself. I mean, people who knows me already know that that's one of my MOs. I'm always talking about people loving, you know, you got to love yourself. However, it's not only about loving yourself, but you got to learn how to get to know people. You got to learn how to value yourself. You got to learn how to value others. And you got to be in a position where you really start getting to know yourself foremost before you try to get to know somebody else. I hear many people saying, I know this person is supposed to be my twin flame. I know this is supposed to be the person that I'm supposed to be with, blah, blah, blah. But how can you say that? How can you say that when you don't even know the person? I had a client one time that she was so, I mean, she's gorgeous, 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 gorgeous. And this woman, she'll be so sad because she doesn't have a relationship. And she just, out of nowhere, she'll bump into different guys and she'll meet them and she'll call me. She'll be like, oh, I found my twin flame. She found her twin flame for about 20 different times within a month. Oh, no, this is it. I know this is it. But how do you know this is the one? Oh, I know he's my twin flame. Next week, it'll be like, oh, no, that didn't work. I know this one is. So finally, she met a new guy, and she said, yo, I think this is it. I said, oh, okay, here we go again. She goes like, okay, I just met him. You know, he gets along with my children. I cook for him. And I said, okay, how long you known him? 2 days. How in the hell are you bringing a man to your house, to your kids, 2 days only, especially when you have daughters? You have daughters. You have two daughters, and your daughters is like 7 or 8 years old. You see what I'm saying? You're bringing a man to your house after 2 days that you met him, saying that you are getting, that you are in love, that you know that's your twin flame, that you guys have a great relationship. But then again, you telling me that about a week or so later, I don't know how long, maybe a month of being kicking it or whatever, she just realized that she was pregnant. So she called me and she said she's pregnant and she's scared of letting him know. So I said, just tell him. So she finally told him. And when she told him, he said he didn't want nothing to do with her. He said that he was moving on, that he didn't want anything to do with her, that he was going back with his baby mama and all that. And my thing is this. When you getting to know somebody, get to know somebody, especially if you have children. If you have children and you are a woman and you have kids, I don't matter if it's boys or girls and you bring in another man to the house, you know how big is the percentage of men molesting, you know what I mean, their stepchildren, or the other way around, women molesting the guys' boy children, or a man, a boy, a girl, a woman. I don't trust nobody. So first of all, you got to know who you bring into your home. You can just bring anybody, and then you realize this person is doing something to your child. And then what are you going to do? You're going to accept it because you're so needy? You're so desperate for love? Look, people don't even know, get to know people. I got other situations where I got these other women, and she's like, oh, you know what? My boyfriend, he's in jail. He got locked up and I'm over here struggling. I don't have any money. I said, were you struggling when he was in jail? Before he got to jail, she was like, yeah, I was struggling. Like, he doesn't want to work and everything. So why would you want to be with this man? Why would you want to be with this man that has no money? He's in jail. She's like, oh, because I'm not there for the money. I said, yeah, but how are you going to survive? Love don't pay the bills. So get to know the person that you're actually getting developing feelings for. There is no way that you can develop feelings for somebody that quick. You can be in lust. You can have a crush. You can dig somebody, but you don't even know if this person is going to be compatible to you. That's where people be getting divorced. People be leaving each other. All these fights, arguments. because people don't know the person. And then you doing spells to get this person back that you just met one day, and they you feel like is your twin flame, but then you realize that this person went ahead and is with somebody else after one day. How do you know that's your twin flame after one day, and this particular person is with somebody already that don't want to be with you, and you feel like they don't love the other person, they don't care, they care about you? When you're dating people, always ask them, when was your last relationship? What is your status? Ask them. If they tell you, oh, it was last week, I was together with somebody for 9 years, but we ended up everything last week, why would you want to be with somebody that just broke up with somebody that they were with for 9 years and they've been single for a week and you thinking that they're going to love you? Stop being stupid. Stop thinking, you know, being delusional, thinking that that person, you're going to be able to change feelings for that person. I don't care how great your sex is or whatever. If somebody's with somebody for 9 years and they recently getting to know you, run away from that before you get your feelings hurt. People get their feelings hurt because they want to. And they want to go ahead and do spells and magic and all this for love because they don't love, they're not valuing themselves, or they're not loving themselves, or whatever the situation might be. So, you know what I mean? Be careful, because seriously, there's a lot of molestation going on, and you got to be careful with that. You don't want to be a victim. You don't want your children to become victims, and then they're going to blame you when they get older, and then you're going to be the one to blame. So just be careful with that, number one. Number two, people like, okay, not only you don't know this person, you don't know their habits. So you're talking about you met them 2 months ago, and you're ready to marry them, and you know everything about them. No, you don't. No, you don't. Then you start being around them, they getting on your nerves, or you getting on their nerves, and you thinking it's the love. Well, guess what? A lot of times people don't even be in love because they say they're in love. A lot of people, it's the sex. The sex is so fucking good that they thinking like, oh man, I'm in love. You're not in love, you in lust, you sprung. There's a difference between being strong and being in love. You know what I mean? Or either it's convenience. Oh, you know what? This person is very convenient for us to be together. Okay, well, take it as a friendship. Why do you have to have an emotional attachment to that person if it's for convenience? And the other one is women marry their fathers and men marry their mothers. So you know what I mean? When you get to a point, you start saying, hey, man, the man I'm in love with, he acts just like my father. Exactly. Because you are seeking for that father figure in that man that you actually want, that you really don't want because you don't even like the way your father treats you. The same way with guys. Oh, man, I love this woman so much. She reminds me of my mother. Yeah, and she does exactly the same thing that your mother does to your father. So all this right here is psychological. Another thing is people like, oh, you know what? I can't be by myself. There's no way I can be by myself. Why not? What's wrong with being by yourself? What's wrong with going to places alone? Why people got to have somebody right next to them all the time? Like, come on now. Like, you know what I'm saying? And believe me, when you speaking about somebody or you dealing with somebody, make sure that you mean what you say and say what you mean. Don't try to be with a man or with a woman and tell them, oh, I don't want to be with you. Go fuck yourself. You're not the person for me. And then that person say, okay. And then you over here crying that you want them back. Why you said that? You didn't mean that. Oh, you know what? I'm just saying that because I want to teach them a lesson. Don't teach nobody a lesson. If you don't mean it, don't do it, because then it's gonna backfire on your ass. And then you're going to have to feel sorry for yourself. And then they might not even want to get back with you. I hear all these stories all over. And that makes me wonder why I'm fucking single. Because I hear so many stories from different people. And one thing is, get to know people. If you know that there are things that you're not going to change about yourself, make sure you make it clear when you're getting to know that person to see if they allow them. If you got animals, if you have dogs in your house, and the dude or the woman you're getting to know don't like dogs, why are you dating them? They're going to tell you get rid of them dogs, and then what you going to do? You're going to get rid of your dogs or somebody else telling you to? If you love animals and somebody tells you, look, I hate animals, that's not the person for you to date. If you love smoking weed and somebody tells you, oh, you know what? I hate the smell of weed. I hate the smell of cigarettes. And you know you're a smoker and you actually smoke hella weed, don't be with that person. That person is already telling you they're not going to put up with that. If you do voodoo, if you do Wicca, if you do witchcraft, and you bump into a person who prays Jesus, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Come on now, seriously? Why are you going to be with that person when that person is going to call you a witch, is going to tell you that you're going to go to hell and all that? Eliminate those things from your life and stick with the person that has some type of compatibility, if that's how you say it. Compatibility. Yeah, something like that. You guys know what I mean. Like, man, I am pissed. I'm pissed because I hear things. I was just taking a nap and somebody just called me with some bullshit about, oh, I want to be back with my girl that I cheated on and this and that and the third. How can I get her when I told her I don't want to be bothered with her and now she don't want me? Don't wake me up for that. I'm over here. I was dreaming. I was having a wonderful dream and they just called me and woke me up and I decided to do this podcast. So come on now, seriously, love yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. Love yourself. Fuck everybody. Let everybody know to kiss your ass. Get to know you first. Get to know these people before you bring them to your house, before you invite them to your family, because you're living in a land of illusion, in a land of in your mind, psychological, in your mind, you creating all this reality that is not even true. Stop thinking that you want to be with somebody who's married or with somebody else, thinking that you are going to change their mind for them to be with you because your sex is better, you look better. Stop thinking that. Stop being stupid. That ain't going to happen. And another thing I want to talk about, if that person that you're dating is with somebody, or if the person that you're with leave you for somebody else and they living with somebody else and they have children with somebody else, why are you still behind them talking about that you feel that they love you and they don't love them and you the one and that's the person for you? If they left you for somebody else, let them go. Why are you holding on to that or thinking that that person loves you but they just don't know what they want? Surely they know what they want. You don't. So all I want to say is start valuing yourself. Stop spending money on love spells all over the place, expecting somebody to bring this person back to you so you can continue to do that dumbness, that dumb shit that you're doing. You're talking about, oh, you know what? She left me. She left me for another man, but you over there beating her ass all the time. That's the reason why she left you. And you want her? Okay, so you want her. So what you going to do when you get her back? You're going to beat her ass again? If you need help, go seek a therapist. Go see seek a psychiatrist. Go seek a psychologist. Go seek Jesus. Go seek somebody. Shiva. Whoever. Just do what you got to do. But at the end of the day, once again, I hope this really helped. And don't waste somebody's time. Just stop trying to vent with somebody about what's going on in your life when it comes to love, when you know you got to start learning how to deal with your own self first before you start looking for a relationship, marriage, and all that. I don't care how old you are. You know what I mean? Not everybody's supposed to be meant to be with anybody, especially spiritual person. If you empathetic and if you are an empath and you are all over the place feeling emotions for everybody, trust me, 99% you ain't the one to be with nobody. Because God got you here for another reason, and that's to help people heal. Heal those people if they want to get healed, and heal yourself if you want to get healed before you start looking for Cupid or want Cupid to actually work for you, before you shoot Cupid in the ass. But anyway, I hope that you guys have a wonderful day. I know I'm a little excited in this podcast, but I just got to speak out of emotion. I'm a Cancer, and you know what? Team Cancer all day. We can't control how we feel. And all I want to say, I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? And just connect with me on my DM. Send me a DM. I hope that you listen to this. Send me a DM on my Instagram, Voodoo Priestman, and tell me how you feel about this segment. I hope that this helps you. And if this tough love doesn't help you, I don't know of any candle, any spirit, or anything else that will. God bless.